This is actually the books that changed my life, by the way. So he's made The Millionaire Fast Lane, Unscripted, and The Great Rat Race Escape. He's got one more book as well. And reading this book in 2019 is honestly the reason why I'm here, because it destroyed the paradigms, the beliefs that I had in my mind about what was normal when it came to wealth and to making money in business. Everyone who I know who didn't read this book, like 99.9% of people that, you know, by my age that I knew, they've ended up just following like the Matrix's plan for them. Go into school, get a good job, start at 19K a year, and, you know, hopefully get to 22, 23K a year. I'm pretty sure if in my entire university class of maybe 300, I was probably the only person who read this book, and I make more money than every single other person put together, including the professor, probably times by two. And honestly, I know that sounds like a boast or something, but I really do think a large part of it come from me reading this book by this author, which destroyed the normal beliefs that I had about the world and making money. The book is The Millionaire Fast Lane by MJ DeMarco. This software here, which is really nice. I do this on paper usually, but I just want to show you it just because goal setting has been very important for my own YouTube journey. So it's just kind of like a nice organization. So what you do is you set up like the long-term goal. So let's say become a billionaire. Then you start to work backwards on that. So it's like the long-term goal, 10 years away, then 5 years, then 6 months. Then, you know, you work backwards till eventually you've got things that like these tasks here are totally aligned with the bigger goal. You see, there's a quote, which I'll butcher because I don't even remember the quote, but the saying is that only a small percentage of the work that you do is actually aligned to your goals and the things that will move the needle. This would be valuable for you to almost write down or to think about, and this can be an actionable step for you to journal after this call. For 5 minutes, just ask yourself, there's probably 10 hours per week that I'm working, but it's not really doing anything. It's on bullshit. It's not actually moving me to my goals. This task, checking Discord messages, and you know, all these things that you do day to day. Because the thing is, we all have the same amount of time in the day, right? Of course. But your day disappears. And I guarantee there's a couple of tasks that you do consistently which aren't actually moving the needle. And so I found this software. When I saw it like this, I was like, wow, you know how valuable this is? I only do tasks that are directly linked to the monthly goals, which are directly linked to the short-term goals, which are directly linked to this, I would call this long-term goals. And this is like a dream goal. And what's powerful about this, when you add a goal, you literally have to chain it. So when I'm thinking of like a task or a goal that I want to achieve, it's like, which monthly goal do I want to attach it to? You only do the ones which are actually aligned to the greater goals. So becoming a billionaire obviously seems a bit silly, but it's just kind of like, I like having a big goal that I can't reach just so I've got something to work towards. So yours doesn't need to be that. But for example, yours can be like this one here. Hit 3 million subscribers. That could be, or let's say 10 million could be like the long-term 10-year goal. You want to be on YouTube forever. 10 million subscribers there. Then you break it down, okay. In about, this is supposed to be like, you know, 2 to 6. It kind of means like, okay, halfway to 10 million subscribers. What would it be? You'd think it would be 5 million, right? Who would have put 5 million there? If their 10-year goal was 10 million, who would have put their 5-year goal to be 5 million? Just do that. Let me just see. Just be honest. Yeah, quite a few guys. So let me just teach you something which I learned about goal setting for YouTube, and it actually correlates directly with goal setting for any level of success. Success is never linear. What that means is that if it takes you 10 years to get to being a billionaire or 10 years to get to 1 million subscribers, that does not mean you will be at 500K subscribers in 5 years. Think about it, would you? How do you see success on YouTube? Do you see someone gain exactly on average 250 subscribers every 24 hours, every 24 hours? Or do you see them just pop out of nowhere? You see, success most of the time always looks like what I used to call a J curve. You know, it's like the letter J, like that. It comes out of nowhere for a little bit and then boom. Success always looks like that. Then you plateau again for a little bit, then the next J.